listening to Ramsgate Radio.
Hi everybody, my name is Remy and today I will be asking some questions about Philippe. Today we'll be asking him some questions about his daily life. What did you do before this?
Very good question, thank you for asking me. I used to make... I still do a little bit, but I used to do a lot of music for theatre. So my job was to sit in my studio and write some crazy musical ideas and then work with actors who worked in theatre to sing some of those songs and perform some of the music that I would write.
On to Isla.
What age did you start getting into sound?
I think music as a whole, I started getting into when I was about your age, maybe a little bit younger. I used to be really into one particular artist, Michael Jackson, who is a dancer and a singer, and I used to try and copy Michael Jackson, know all of the dance moves. In fact, around these parts, my school was just down the road. I was known as Michael Jackson Jr. when I was your age, because I used to wear all the clothes, the hat, and I used to be able to do all the dance moves and do the singing. So I would say I got into music and sound quite young, probably about your age.
How many jobs do you have?
I mean, predominantly I have like one job at Ramsgate Radio. That is the thing that takes up most of my time. But I also do other things, like I said, music for theatre. But my other big thing is teaching. I teach at university, do some lecturing in this field, in using sound and music and doing media. I guess my biggest job is looking after my daughter, who takes up a lot of my time. We have to do playing, we have to do reading, we have to do eating, all sorts of things. So that's probably my biggest job, I would say.
How did you get the idea?
Well, I one morning woke up and thought, wouldn't it be great if, we turned the studio that I write all that music in for theatre, we can kind of convert that studio into a radio station, right, where we can record things. And the idea came really because of the amazing people around me. I was just seeing incredible talent around me, friends who were very keen on sharing stories, very keen on celebrating the area we live in. So that kind of inspired me. So I think the thing that really started the radio station, A, was this, you know, one morning waking up and going, well, I think I should do that. But I feel like I felt that because of the people around me, right? These incredible people around me.
What is your daily routine like?
Wow, that was definitely not something I was expecting you to ask me. What is my daily routine? I wake up at around about 6:30 with my daughter, and I make breakfast. I try and get out the house to bring her to school. That is probably the most prominent part of my day. Very, very can be very stressful. Always have to see Mr. Budge at the school gate, and I'm always late, so have to deal with that. Once I'm past that bit, I generally, if it's a radio day, I'll make my way down to the studio and we'll look at my to-do list, very boring things like, have I written an email? Have I done this? Blah, blah. If I'm lucky, I will have a day where I get to actually make some work, where I actually get to talk onto a microphone or I get to write music. Often I will see lots of other people, yeah, because where I work there are lots of people that work in the same building, so a big part of my day is spent talking to other people. And then it's the school run, right, which again you guys all know about, so my life is dominated with that. But this is the crazy thing, sometimes because I can be very busy, once bedtime is kind of over, right, we've had dinner, we've done bedtime, sometimes I'll have to leave again very late, at around about 9:00 at night, go back to the studio, do some more work. Sometimes I won't get back into bed till like 1 in the morning. That's how it is.
Thank you for listening.